joining me on KRDO's afternoon newsline just 24 hours after we heard about the governor's announcement of the stay-at-home order, Mr. Mark Waller, chair of the Board of County Commissioners. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Ted. How are you doing?
Well, you've had 24 hours.
Well, yeah, we spent a lot of time trying to ingest this and figure out what it meant. We've had to make a few calls to the state to get a little bit more expansion on what it is they were trying to say. But we got the order about 8 o'clock last night. We were able to get through that and get some understanding of it. And then had a pretty robust meeting this morning with all of our staff to understand what it is we need to be doing in the county. You know, and bottom line is it's really not a lot different than where we are or where we were before yesterday. I think the biggest changes are stores that aren't restaurants, aren't food producing stores are now closed down. So, for example, you can't go to the mall, you can't go bowling, do things like that. Most other stuff, you still need to get to the store. Obviously, you can make that happen if you need to get, other sorts of supplies. You know, that's available as well. We're still a bit frustrated with the governor on this. You know, I understand and get that everybody's doing all they can to save as many lives as possible. And that's incredibly important right now. And this is a major crisis going forward. But at the end of the day, this would have been a whole lot better had the governor included local governments in this decision-making process, and also it given us a little bit of warning and a little bit of understanding ahead of time before the press conference.
And sure,
but we're managing best we can.
We're going to see, I think, some changes and amendments made to the order, and I'll give you an example that actually happened today. The Colorado Association of Realtors found out that they were essentially excluded as an essential business. Now, think about the ramifications of that. The real estate market is insanely hot right now. There might be a handful of homes coming on the market. There is still property that needs to turn over. There are still closings that need to be done, and they were not listed as an essential service. So the attorney for Colorado Association of Realtors, Scott Peterson, lobbied and got them re-included as an essential business. There are really significant impacts there, and I'm thinking we may see more of that kind of activity.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, and this illustrates my point perfectly. I think if we'd been included in many of these decisions, if we'd had an opportunity to have some input into this process, we could have identified more of those essential businesses, could have had helped the governor come up with a better plan to identify who is essential, who isn't essential. And then we would have had a better opportunity moving forward. So, for example, another issue that's popped up, golf courses of all things. We had a fairly significant debate about golf courses earlier today that we shouldn't have had to have. And that is, being out on the golf course is, like going to the park and going for a walk. And obviously you're able to social distance out there. Well, but the problem is, the business of a golf course isn't an essential business. So while you can engage in the activity of golfing, you can't go pay for the ability to engage in the activity of golfing. And so we end up having this robust conversation about this and had to go seek clarification from the governor's office on what this means for golfing of all things. I mean, for goodness sakes, we shouldn't have to be worrying about that right now.
Do you think?
But here we are having to deal with those issues.
Right. Do you think at this point that there will be some movement toward a desired outcome? In other words, everybody uses the phrase flatten the bell curve.
Yeah, and I think those things are happening, definitely. And, maybe not as they're not flattening as much as they would like to in Denver and in the metro area where you have, over a million people crowded together. But certainly in El Paso County and Colorado Springs, where we are very spread out, we have a spread out city, we can engage in those social distancing activities a lot easier than they can in Denver or the surrounding metro areas. So for example, our parks aren't near as crowded as they are in the metro area. And so people can get out and enjoy time in those. And we don't have to worry about people coming in too close of contact together. And I think, you know, we've done a good job thus far of trying to keep people apart, trying to keep people out of public buildings, and trying to keep people away from each other to the degree we can engage in the social distancing necessary. And I think that that is having an impact in El Paso County. And I think that we are starting to see the benefits of that.
Mark, we will continue to update on this topic as things progress. Looking forward to our next County Commission Day. Of course, I'm sure we'll be talking sometime between then and now as well. I, as always, appreciate your visits and your thoughts on these things here at KRDO's Afternoon News.
For sure, Ted. And I really appreciate you having us on and taking this so seriously, and appreciate all you're doing to help the public gain some understanding and know what it is to move through this process the absolute best we can. I really appreciate it. I heard you just earlier talking about, you know, listen, don't call the cops if you see a couple of people walking out on the street. That's not what they need to be dealing with right now. And that's exactly the kind of information and direction we need from our media partners right now. And you guys are doing an outstanding job that way. Thank you so much.
Mark, from all of us here at the KRDO Network, thank you. We appreciate that very much.
Bye-bye.
Take care.